Radio 1. Monday afternoon at 4 o'clock. And now, live from Wembley, it's the Chris Moyle Show. Coming up today, Cup-winning Chelsea captain Dennis Wise will be celebrating his team's victory by pulling a huge Mooney in our new feature, Wise Crack. Now, please welcome a man who also believes in God, Timothy. It's Chris Moyle.
Oh, sorry, I've got a new thing and it wasn't queued up properly. Just start that again, sorry. Can you edit this in?
Yeah.
Check the radio, Anderson. Maybe we'll hear something. Maybe we'll hear that voice again.
Ah! Hear that magnetic voice again now.
Hello,
comedy dude.
Hello,
producer Reese.
Hello,
Chris Moyle.
What do you want? Tell me what do you want, and I'm gonna give it to you.
I want to be your lover, baby.
Chris Moyle.
Had a hell of a weekend. A really bizarre weekend. My weekends are really crappy at the moment. Loads of different reasons. But one of the things that I did over the weekend, we all went to, after the show on Saturday, I went out to watch the FA Cup final.
Right.
And I watched it in the club home in London, Leicester Square.
This was one of these trendy flash clubs.
Right. There was loads of people we knew in there from the pub and from Radio 1 and friends we met along the way and everything. And Ant and Dec were in there, okay?
So I thought, it's going to be a messy day.
And it was.
Because they're messy boys.
Yeah, you know, they keep spilling the drinks on the shirts and stuff like that. Anyway, met Cat Dealey very, very briefly. Gotta say, hubba hubba.
Yeah, really?
And you weren't a fan of
them? I've never, ever got it. I saw them on Springer the other week, and I said the next day, she came across really, she's really nice. And then I met her, and she's like angelic.
She's really nice.
So you're now a big fan, are you?
Yeah. Now I understand what all the things about.
You've now got it.
The kind of woman that would never touch me in a million years, you know what I mean? Why am I attracted to those kind of women? So anyway, so then something happens, and I want to do something on the air. So what I've got to do is I have to... I don't want to name names in this, right, for legal reasons. But I have to phone a customer services of some company, right?
Right.
20 minutes I was on hold for. 20 minutes, okay? What they do is they play classical music down the phone.
Classical.
Classical. And every 30 seconds interrupts it with this.
Thank you for holding. As we're particularly busy at the moment, your patience is appreciated. Your call will be answered as soon as one of our advisors becomes available.
30 seconds later, this.
Thank you for holding. As we're particularly busy at the moment, your patience is appreciated. Your call will be answered as soon as one of our advisors becomes available.
30 seconds later, this.
Thank you for holding. As we're particularly busy at the moment, your patience is appreciated. Your call will be answered as soon as one of our advisors becomes available.
20 minutes, was it? 30 seconds later, this.
Thank you for holding. As we're particularly busy at the moment, your patience...
My patience are through the roof, you annoying woman. Shut up! Answer the phone! So then I do that thing when you're trying to get through. If you're at work, you use another phone, right?
Mm.
And see if you can get... I ring the other phone, it rings three times, and they go, hello, can I help you? I'm like, hang on a second, I'm still on hold on the other phone. And he went, sorry about that. Just one of them queuing for some things, don't we? This woman's voice.
Thank you for holding.
Shut up!
So I'm lost. How does this connect to Saturday at home?
Right, the whole point of this was I needed to find out some information about something, because what happened was...
I was supposed to meet up with Anton Deck after the football and go for a few drinks, so we kept missing each other.
Right. They were avoiding you.
Yeah. So I wake up Sunday morning and Ant has left an answer machine, a message on my phone. Okay? And I'd like to play it because it's hilarious. But gotta be careful of his reputation in the world of television and the business we call show. So I thought, well, I'll have to get his permission first, okay?
Yeah.
I can't get hold of him. So I think what I'll do now, it's only fair, so we ring him now and leave a message on his phone and give him, what, half an hour to call us?
Fair enough,
I suppose. Somebody, right, if I do that, you're looking at me confused, Nick. You with me?
We're all kind of confused, yeah.
Right. What are you confused about?
No,
go on.
No, carry on.
What's your confusement?
Confusion.
There are two. What?
I didn't say anything.
Confusion, did you say?
Not confusement.
All right. What's your confusion that you're confused about?
Nothing yet.
Okay. He's very drunk, that's all. And I want to give him an opportunity to see what happens. No, don't worry, I'll stay. He's on the air. For all the leaks.
Hello?
And don't say anything sweary or anything. It's Chris Moyles, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Right, so don't say anything. Is that all right? Cool.
Yes, okay.
I want to play the message that you left on my mobile phone in the early hours of Sunday morning.
What did I say?
Well, that's exactly the point. I didn't think you'd be able to remember.
Did I say on it or something?
You were a little bit... you'd had a few drinks. You're a very slurry. But I don't want to ruin your clean-cut kids' TV image by playing it, so I thought I'd ask your permission first.
All right, yes, as long as you beep out all the nasty bits.
Yeah, there's only one nasty bit to
be
there. Yeah.
I can't remember.
Don't okay.
What did I just apologise, like, or something?
Well, no, it's just... Switch the radio on, you'll hear it.
Well, I'm not anywhere near a radio at the moment, though.
That's a tragedy.
I'm going back to my car.
All right, okay.
All right, then.
I'll call you later.
Okay, then, bye.
Bye.
So we can play it then.
Alright, so now I'm going to tease it, because it's really good. And from Anton Deck, drunk as a lord, leaving a message on my answer phone. Play it later. I'll give you a sneak preview.
Go on then.
Yeah.
Miles, is that you?
That's how it's spelled. So you know it's going to be good when it starts like that, for God's sake.
Miles, is that you?
Yes, it is. Who is Robbie Craig?
I don't know.
I'm sure Robbie Craig had a single out in the 93, 94, something like that. First of all, he was a guy from the Nightcrawlers, but that's not him.
No, that was John Reed, wasn't it?
John Reed? Remember the Nightcrawlers, Mel?
Yep, I do actually.
Like 3.5 minutes. And the follow up to that, which was.
Genius, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Right, so ladies and gentlemen, coming up sometime in the next, down there, 20 minutes, 25 minutes, Ant from Anton Deck, drunk as a pig in a brewery, leaving a message on my phone.
Miles, is that you?
Right, that's all I'm going to play so far. And now.
And now it's time for the Melinda Smoking Update.
Right, you know nothing about this, do you?
I don't know anything about this.
Okay,
play it.
Right. For your birthday, what's the main present that you got?
Hypnotherapy to be able to smoke you from a girlfriend.
Right. And your birthday was what date?
9th of May.
And when were you supposed to go for the hypnotherapy?
A
couple of days later. And you said that you were going to stop smoking on your birthday.
Yeah.
And give it up. Go to this hypnotherapy thing
I
and
can
stop
explain.
Off you go.
Basically, what I realised was the FA Cup final plus the German Grand Prix was on at the weekend.
You are joking.
So I postponed it. Now I'm now having it this Saturday.
I'm sorry to hear that.
You're having it large?
Oh, yeah. He's having it nicotine free. Mm. So, when are you going?
This Saturday.
This Saturday, you're going to the hypnotherapy class.
Yep.
Where a guy with a big stopwatch will wave in front of your eyes and say, "You do not like the cigarette. The cigarette is evil. The cigarette is your enemy, not your friend. You do not like cigarette. Even the smell makes you sick. Even someone, you see a package, you feel sick." That kind of thing.
That's the sort of thing.
Like a guy with a beard and a German accent.
So, how come you remember this then?
Because I suddenly thought over the weekend that you were supposed to stop smoking, yet you're still smoking.
Yeah.
He'll put it off again, though, because you're on a Saturday, and that's the day to go out and get plastered.
This is good for the kids. It's a good example to set for the kids, and God knows I can't do it, Dave can't do it, but you can.
I'm
going to
do it.
Yeah. So you're going to... Saturday, that's it.
Saturday, 11 o'clock.
So Saturday morning at 10:58 will be your last cigarette.
Okay. All right.
We're going to update you every day, see how well you're going.
How many are calling a Saturday show, see how it wins?
How many cigarettes have you smoked today?
I've smoked about 10 today.
Will you say how many smoke before you go to bed?
Probably another 10.
Right, so 20.
Yeah.
20 today. Let's find out how you do between now and next Saturday, right?
Okay.
There you go. That's the Melinda Smoking Update, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Melinda.
Melinda's Smoking Update is brought to you by Jimmy Savile. This guy smokes, and look at the state of him.
As part of BBC Music Live, join me, Joe Wiley, this Friday and again on Bank Holiday Monday for two extraordinary live shows from two of the UK's biggest bands. The location and the band's top secret, but what I can tell you, if you miss this, you'll miss out big time. Listen to the Lunchtime Social this Friday and Bank Holiday Monday at 12 midday when I reveal the exact whereabouts and identities of these two very exclusive Radio 1 gigs. Part of BBC Music Live.
The UK's official number one on the UK's official top 40 station. Radio.
Yeah, Billy Piper and Day and Night. Well done, congratulations, number one again. Yeah, interesting facts about you. You know she made musical history, don't you? You know that?
How?
Well, have a guess. Do you know that? She's in the record books. What's in the record books for?
Was she the youngest person to get to number one?
Don't think so. Mick?
I was going to go with Dave.
No. She may be, but I don't know. Sandy, she wasn't, Sandy Shaw or something like that, younger?
Youngest person from Swindon to get to number one.
Well, it's possibly so, but that's a little bit vague. Go for another one. Come on, Mel, you feel free to join in.
Definitely was the number one.
Yeah, it was the number one.
Youngest girl with a boy's name from Swindon to get to number one.
No, yeah, Dave, that's like a category in the Guinness Book of Records, isn't it? Of course.
Why do you ask him?
Huh?
Why do you ask
him? Have you
no
not
idea.
Coming
up with anything?
Why does he even turn up? I've no idea. You know, some days this guy makes Reese look like a genius.
Go, what's the answer then, smartass?
She was the first British female singer to... First single to go to number one. She was the first British female singer to have her first record go straight into the charts at number one.
Yeah. Didn't know that.
There you go. Now, Mick, who's looking after us today, is thinking, I don't think that's true. She's sold over 400,000 albums and has sold over 1 million singles. And she's the first British female singer to go straight to number one with their debut single.
You don't believe me, I'm telling you, I'm right.
No, you could be wrong.
But you're not sure, are you? Somebody phone me up and tell me. I'm telling you. It's true. Go phone the people who look after her and I'll be proved right once again. God, it's like working with monkeys. When am I ever wrong, Mick? Exactly my point. Never. I write all the time. I know everything. Ask me a question, I know the answer. Come on, ask me anything. Let's go. Come on. Any question. Come on.
Who beat Leicester City in the 1969 FA Cup final?
Ask me questions that I know the answers to. Come on. I know everything else apart from... Don't ask me football stuff. You ask me any music question, I know the answer to it.
What's the make of that shirt you're wearing?
Is that a music question?
No, but it's a question.
You don't even understand what I'm saying. Next, give me a music question, Dave.
You know everything, there's no point.
Any music question, hit me with one. Come on, any question, come on!
Who's number 10 in the charts?
I've no idea.
I thought you knew everything.
Everything except that. I can give you an answer, but it'll take me ages.
We're not that fussed, really.
Armand van Helden. How about that? There you go. And the Southside Spinners are number 9. Thank you. Paul Van Dyke. And Sam would tell me why the riddle. Alright, so from Billy's People, right? She's the youngest female artist ever to have debut number one.
That's right.
Right. Does that make sense? To have her debut single
go straight to number one.
Go straight to number one. I thought she was the first British female artist to have her debut single go straight into number one. Do you know I'm so sure? I spoke to my mum today on the phone, and she said the kids at school asked her what was number in the charts. Mum didn't have any idea. So I went down and found my gold disc of that I got from Billy's People. And I'm sure that's what it says on it. She's also the youngest person ever to have three number ones.
First three number ones?
No.
Or just three generally?
She's the youngest person ever to have three number ones. I don't care now anymore, though, do you?
No.
Right, The Offspring coming up. Black Legend, that good review, See the Trouble With Me record that you love.
I like that.
And Ant from Ant is there, drunk on my answer phone.
Miles.
All right. All that coming up after news and sport with Carolyn and Colin. It's now 4:30.
The Blair Baby's first photo shoot.
And sport, Wilcox is out of Euro 2000.
Radio 1.
The world has had its first glimpse of master Leo Blair. A photo of the three-day-old baby with Tony and Cherie has been released to the media, and a further 14 pictures taken by Sir Paul McCartney's daughter Mary will be auctioned to benefit cancer charities.
Well, very nice pictures. Absolutely gorgeous baby.
It looks like any other baby, really, doesn't it? It looks a beautiful baby in a nice picture, yeah.
That's a cute picture. Cute baby. That's about it.
The ex-boyfriend of the triple jumper Ashley Hansons appeared in court with two others, charged in connection with a racist attack in which he was stabbed. The three men are accused of perverting the course of justice and trying to defraud newspapers. Dangerous drugs have gone missing in Wiltshire. Police in Chippenham say 8 pethidine capsules have been lost in the town centre, and they could be fatal if taken incorrectly. A-level students in England and Wales could be saved from a whole summer of waiting to find out if they've got the grades to go to university. The local government association wants to bring exams forward to April. Its chairman, Chris Price, says results will then be out earlier.
The big thing is that you apply to university with your results, rather than do it twice, as it were. Apply with the results you think you're going to get, and then finally have this terrible period in August when you actually know what results you have got.
And here's the reason why. A teenager rejected by Oxford despite having 10 grade A GCSEs has just won a £65,000 scholarship to Harvard. Laura Spence from Monk's Eton Comprehensive in North Tyneside says Magdalen College rejected her for not having enough potential.
That means that I wasn't as keen as other students to sell myself, which I don't think I should be considered disadvantaged for because of my personality.
Lenny Henry and the world yachtsman Tony Bullimore have set off on a 5,000-mile transatlantic adventure. They'll spend 3 weeks sailing to Montego Bay in Jamaica. The trip's being filmed by the BBC.
Uncapped Gareth Barry of Aston Villa's been called into the England squad ahead of Saturday's friendly with Brazil. He replaces Leeds winger Jason Wilcox, who's still troubled by a knee injury. England coach Kevin Keegan says Wilcox will miss Euro 2000.
He is absolutely devastated. The reality of it is that he had no possible chance of playing in Euro 2000. Our major concern, as well as I'm sure his and Leeds, is that he gets himself right and fit for next season.
And Simon Hill has more of the day's football news.
Barry's promotion to the senior squad means that Spurs' Anthony Gardner will go to the European under-21 finals instead of him. But Michael Bridges of Leeds will miss those finals because he needs an operation. Blackburn's Matt Janssen's been called up instead. An injury has ruled out Romario for the Brazil side for tomorrow's friendly with Wales.
And Martina Hingis and Andre Agassi are the top seeds for the French Open tennis, which starts in Paris next week. Tim Henman is seeded 13 in the men's singles. I'm Colin Harrison.
The weather dry tonight, except for a few showers in western Scotland, and tomorrow western windy across all of Scotland and Northern Ireland, but warm and dry in the south and the east. We'll update the news and the sport at 5 o'clock.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
What is unbelievable?
Looks like the entire Leeds team is falling apart.
It's obviously been a hard season for them all, and they can't cope with the summer now.
What do they do in the dressing rooms after the match? You know when they all jump in the bath together? You know, in that way they do. Somebody's obviously bombing. Do you know what I mean? They're taking a run and jump up. Somebody's obviously bombing. Do they not have the rules? Do you remember the poster you used to have at the site in the
no bombing?
Yeah, and there was 10 things that you weren't allowed to do: no running, no diving,
no petting.
Do you remember
that?
Have
to wait 20 minutes when you've just eaten as well.
Absolutely.
And when they finish, you suppose they go off a bag of Watsits and, you know, one of those plastic cartons of Ribena that you always have at school and stuff.
You
didn't. After swimming.
After swimming lessons, yeah.
See, and Caroline has one.
I'm 26, you two, not 56. So what are you talking about? Oh, yeah, do you remember going to school and writing on slates with chalk? No. Do you remember trams? No.
1975 we brought you an album with a song.
Miles, is that you?
It's coming in 10 minutes.
Listen, fellas and girls. Thanks, Mr. Sound Effects Man.
Let's go to the phones. Radio 1, hello. Chris Margaret. Really? Go away and leave me alone.
What? Would you go to bed with me?
Just yes.
Hello. Good to be here.
Really, Billy?
What in the world are you talking about, you idiot?
Chris Moyle.
I think it's the current issue of FHM magazine. It's got Teddy Brooke on the front.
Not seen it.
Right.
Yeah. Not seen that.
Is that the current? Is it FHM?
FHM.
Right?
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's got loads of babes in it, and I use that word obviously, babes, because that's what the chicks are. Mm. I don't need to think I'm sexist or anything, but these chicks, they're babes.
Chicks dig it.
Yeah, they're Sheilas. They're fit Sheilas. They're sexy Sheilas. Yeah, they might. They're sexy Sheilas. And there's loads of them. About three or four, five girls together. Not together. That would be a hell of an issue, wouldn't it? But, in, like, yeah, 32 pages or something. Kelly Brook's in there looking great.
Mm.
I mean, she always looks great, though. There's the,
Davinia Murphy, isn't it?
Now, that's the one I was going to talk about, right? She's yummy. I've always fancied her. I've never met her. Would love to meet her. Ever met her?
No.
Ever met her? Do you fancy her? Oh, she's yummy.
All right.
Oh, yummy. Ah, oh, hubba hubba and all that. So as far as chicks go, she's a babe. Tongue in cheek, Rosie. I'd like to complain that Chris Moore's the sexiest pig.
No, I'm not.
I say she's fit, not say she's a dog. I mean,
that's how does that work?
I have no idea. Anyway, I don't know why, but she came into my head today. And,
was it good?
So I was thinking, I just want to mention it on the air. And if anyone knows her, by the way, get a call through to the office and, here and there. Let's get her on the show. And what she does,
who cares?
Right, she was in Hollyoaks for like 5 minutes and went out with her own gigs. That's all I know about. And she went out with a guy and, didn't he send his story to the paper or something? And that's literally.
She now lives in Noel Gallagher's house.
That's right, yeah. Mm. Open up a hike. So there you go. And I read an interesting article where the question was like, she moved into Noel and Meg's house.
They moved out first.
Yeah, well, yeah. Well, maybe they didn't, I don't know. But the question was, did they leave any stuff there? You know, did they leave anything in the house? And she went, yeah, she left a load of tropical fish in the fish tank and accidentally electrocuted them. Which is great, isn't it? That's a nice thing to tell your grandkids. See that man who listens to on the radio, the legendary Noel Gallagher, I electrocuted his fish. You'd have to elaborate on the story to tell it.
What?
Nothing.
Right. Great story.
Did you have a nice weekend?
Yeah, it was alright.
How was Dave's do?
Dave's do was fine.
This is Uncle Dave.
Uncle Dave.
Dave's got an uncle called Uncle Dave.
He's Big Dave and I'm Little Dave.
Yeah. And I like him, he's funny.
Mm. It's his birthday yesterday.
Yeah. Notice once again, by the way, a family event in Dave's life that I wasn't invited to whatsoever. Dave doesn't regard me as a friend that he can bring to a family do.
But you're a friend, but you're not family.
I would invite you to a family event. I bet it wasn't just family there.
Different strokes for different folks.
I'm sure there were friends of people there.
There probably were a couple of friends of Big Dave there.
But how about this? He didn't even bring his own girlfriend.
No way.
No, I know.
She was invited.
Yeah, right.
She was invited.
What, by the family or by you?
By me.
You know what you're like. You get a bit, you know, overly protective about this kind of thing.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
She's invited by all of us.
You get a bit kind of, you know, batty about the whole thing.
Batty?
Yeah.
Nora Batty.
That's right. You get a bit Nora Batty.
Right.
You know what you're like. You're very protective. That's why now you're getting all annoyed and your back's going up.
I'm not.
You know what?
I don't mind.
Why wasn't I invited? Why didn't you invite your friends to Uncle Dave's do? I've met Uncle Dave.
I'm sure my party.
I'm sure Uncle Dave would class me as a friend.
Well, if he wanted to invite you, then he would have sent you an invite.
Well, he might have done it through you.
Oh, he might clearly didn't.
He might have expected you to just bring me. But you didn't, though, did you?
No.
You didn't even invite me. You didn't even mention it to me.
No.
You scum. You really are. Dave. I hate you.
Fair enough.
A bit harsh. Right, so, Ant from Ant and Dick. I've got this message to play, and we're going to play it next, right?
Yep.
Miles, is that you?
That's how it starts.
Is that a guff on the beginning?
What?
Is that a guff on the beginning?
No, it's me putting the phone through to the desk.
There.
You're right, it does sound like
a guff.
It sounds like when a Melinda starts.
Hey!
Listen, ready?
Stephen Gately, A New Beginning. And the Sunday is Radio 1's second One Big Sunday. I love that. It's called One Big Sunday, but this is the second one, Two Big Sundays. And it's going to be at the Calendar House in Falkirk Sunday afternoon. From 2 till 4. Do you want to know
it? Yes, please.
Artful Dodger, Craig Day, Richard Kane, Stephen Gately, Richard Ashcroft, Len Idlewild, and Grace Johnson, Honey's Richard Blackwood, and Hanson. All confirmed.
Cool. It's a good lineup, isn't it?
It's free. As far as. What are you looking at now? You're thinking there's one wrong name on this for Mick, is that right? Are all those names right? Yeah? What did I say? Did I say Elvis by mistake or something?
Okay.
So it's going to be Oasis, Blur, Pulp,
Carol Decker.
I'm only joking. Who was that?
That's me, sorry.
Artful Dodger. Say yes to him.
Yes.
Say it for a period. Artful Dodger.
Yes.
Craig David.
Yes.
Chicane.
Yes.
Stephen Gately.
Yes.
Toto Coelho.
No.
Richard Ashcroft.
No.
Not. Okay. Armand Van Helden.
No.
Len.
Yes.
Idlewild.
Yes.
Candy Flip.
No.
Paul Van Dyke featuring St. Etienne.
No.
Andreas Johnson.
Maybe.
Honeys.
Yes.
Richard Blackwood.
Yes.
Iron Maiden.
No.
Don Johnson.
No.
Hanson.
Yes.
There you go.
Marilyn Manson.
I hope you are making notes at home, ladies and gentlemen, because that is it. Is it there? The people. And it's still free.
Yeah.
You don't need a ticket.
No.
You just turn up.
Yeah.
Fine. So, Calendar House in Falkirk from 2 till 4 this Sunday afternoon. It's going to be
It's going to be mega.
It's a rip roarer, my friend. That's what they call them in the trade. It's a rip roarer. Thank you. I'm using a bit of music and I don't know what it is.
Sounds great.
Well, I think so. Is this,
it's not from Dirty Harry, is it?
I don't know. Was that the funny, smelly fellow who lives in your street?
No, that's Dirty Billy.
Never does his laundry.
Yeah.
Right, so anyway, Saturday night, Saturday, go see the football, Bummer to Wetton Deck. And we all say we'll meet up for a drink later. They go to a bar, by the time I turn up, they're just leaving. And then we're supposed to meet up, and they go to a restaurant, and I'm supposed to turn up, and then I don't, and then they say, well, we'll cover you. It just never happens. Yeah. I don't know, you know when you're out on the.
They're avoiding you.
No, it's not that at all. So it's a case of, you know, we just kept missing each other and everything, and God bless. I've been out with. For them drinking before, and they're good boys. The Attendeck boys are good boys. Deck is the smart, intelligent one of the group, and is
the ruffian.
Is the alcoholic. Mm. Let's be honest about it, right? So it can get a bit messy when they start drinking. So anyway, he leaves me a message on the phone. I get it the next morning when I wake up, and I now play this message. This is the kiddie's favourite, Mr. Clean Cut Man off the telly. Mr. Kid Who Went Blind in Biker Grove. This is Anton from Anton Deck on my answer phone. You want to hear it?
Go.
How drunk is he?
Miles, is that you? It's Anton. Obviously, we got too drunk at the middle and came home. Then you can tell my, by my, voice. I can't drink with you, but I'd like to drink with you soon. So give me a call. Bye.
How great is that?
I like that again. I like that.
Can I hear it again? Yeah. All right, okay.
Miles, is that you? It's Anton. Obviously, we got too drunk at the middle and came home.
What did he say here?
Then you can tell my, by my,
He says a rude word in there, so I chopped it out. It's not that rude, actually, but, you know, we don't want to play it. So, but what did he say?
Then you can tell my, by my,
And then this bit, of course, where he wants to say, well, listen, sorry we didn't meet up for a drink, but let's do it soon, I'm really up for it.
Yeah.
What he actually says is,
I can't drink with you, but I'd like to drink with you soon, so give me a call. Bye.
There you go, mate. Well done.
Get ready for the second One Big Sunday this Sunday. Live from Calendar House Falkirk with Artful Dodger, Idlewild, Craig David, Hanson, Stephen Gately, Chicane, Len, Richard Blackwood and Honey. Hosted by Sarah Cox, Jamie Theakston, Emma B and me, Scott Mills. Jamie backstage from 1, then the show begins at 2. One Big Sunday, live from Falkirk, this Sunday. Part of BBC Music Live.
Ladies and gentlemen. Being told by my, I can't change the table, but I'll let you be soon, so give me a call. Bye.
Jackson Bingo Bango at Radio 1. If you'd like to play Vida, then call now.
08700 100 100 08700 100 100.
If you'd like to play Viaduct and have a bit of fun, then call us up in the studio and be live on Radio 1. Thank you. Taken for granted on Radio 1. Is that a record, Dave?
Huh? I love it.
Do you like that, Ant?
Lovely.
So, in the newspapers today, Dominic Moen's bizarre column. You know you're somebody when you make that. Yeah. Singing in the Rhone is a headline.
It's almost a pun, that, isn't it?
Do you like that, Ant? Lovely, lovely. Ronnie Keating put on a brolly good show yesterday as he played an impromptu gig in London's West End in the pouring rain. What does impromptu mean?
Just like that. Just turn up and bang, on he goes.
The Boys Don't Start sent 2,000 fans into a frenzy and brought traffic to a halt. Fans had queued all night to see him perform his solo hit When You Say Nothing At All, and his new single... Fans had queued up all night to see him perform, but it was an impromptu gig.
So telescopic.
So was it impromptu or wasn't it impromptu? Impromptu means...
not planned.
Yeah, these people had queued up all night to see him do his not planned gig.
Yeah.
How did they know?
Well, surely there was a big stage there, probably gave it away.
And how did they know? Exactly right. Right, by the coming up by 700, 100, 100, Fragma and Blur on the way. Here's news with Carolyn and Columns, 5 o'clock.
The latest Blair Babe is introduced to the public.
In sport, injuries force England to rethink their squads.
Radio 1, News.
The Prime Minister's new son, Leo Blair, has become a public figure at just 3 days old. A photograph of the baby and his mum and dad has been passed to papers and is on the Number 10 website. A further 14 pictures taken by Sir Paul McCartney's daughter, Mary, will be auctioned to benefit cancer charities. Swansea City players have led 800 mourners at the funeral of a fan trampled to death before a game a fortnight ago. 41-year-old Terry Coles was killed by a horse in Rotherham when fighting broke out. Sir John Gielgud has died at the age of 96. He was best known for Shakespearean roles, but he also won an Oscar for playing a saucy butler alongside Dudley Moore in Arthur. Oxford University says its colleges are not biased against students from Northern Comprehensives. It comes as a teenager from Tyneside with 10 grade A GCSEs was accepted at Harvard after being rejected by Magdalen College. Jane Minto is head of admissions at Oxford.
We have no policy regarding which type of school or what kind of background a student has. We're looking for the best students academically from amongst those who apply.
Disney's new movie Dinosaurs been big box office on its opening weekend in the States. The animated adventure about prehistoric reptiles took $25 million.
Gareth Barry's been called into the England squad for Saturday's friendly with Brazil. He replaces lead winger Jason Wilcox, who has a knee injury. Barry's place in the under-21 Euro squad goes to Tottenham's Anthony Gardner, and Matt Janssen's been drafted in to replace Michael Bridges, who needs an ankle operation. And Andre Agassi and Martina Hingis are the top seeds for the French Open tennis, which starts next week. I'm Colin Harrison.
The weather dry tonight, except for a few showers in western Scotland. Tomorrow, wet and windy across all of Scotland and all of Northern Ireland, but warm and dry in the south and east. Next month, in 45 minutes' time, the latest on whether it's doom for the dome. Plus, should Hollywood get to control which movies we watch on DVD? And the tabloids get ready for the silly season, sports style. On Newsbeat at 5:45.
There you go.
That's what he thinks.
Yeah.
He had a good night, didn't he?
Hell of a good night.
Why don't you ask him?
Did he have a good night?
Oh. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Say goodbye, then.
What?
Yeah, lovely. Just funny reminding me, you owe me money.
For what?
We had a bet on whether Billy would go to number one or not, and I said she would. You said she wouldn't. You owe me money.
Oh, okay.
I bet it was a grand, wasn't it?
No.
And wasn't it a grand that you bet me?
What?
Yeah, you need drums on the end of the song like that.
Yeah. Like, I'm just having a go at them, right? What do they know about music?
They just need drums. Do your drums, right?
It's better, isn't it?
Actually, now I think they were right in the first
year. You reckon?
Yeah, I think so. And Albarn and Coxon and Double X. And the others that are in the band.
Mm.
And just to prove, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, that CDs, you know when CDs came out and everyone said, oh, they're indestructible. They're indestructible CDs.
You can spread butter on them.
There you go. Look at that. How cool is that?
The CD with a big bite out the side.
Junk taken out the side of the CD, yet it still plays.
Fantastic.
How does that happen then? So CDs don't need to be that big then. Literally, it's like a bite out of it. Oh, who's ringing the show? Steve, the engineer, says, what, by? Why are you laughing? That's true, isn't it? If there's a bit taken out, it doesn't need to be that big. Like, if you take...
Remember those little, tiny little CDs they used to have for singles, do you remember?
Go on.
Diddy ones.
What? It's all in the kind of the...
It plays from the centre.
The inner circle, the ring round the... It's all in the ring.
It's all in the inner
all
ring.
All the info is in the ring.
Mm.
Phil, for a second, someone's ringing the studio.
Hello? Wonder who that could be, Dave.
I don't know. Who could that be, Mel? Hello?
I don't know.
Yes.
I think it could be a wrong number.
All right, can you come back in a minute? I'm on the air. Thanks, bye.
Who is that?
Huh?
Who is that?
Tom Jones again. That guy just does not leave me alone. So all the information is on the middle bit of a CD.
I think so,
so
yeah.
Why are CDs that big then?
Standard size.
Why wouldn't that be smaller?
Packaging.
It's got junk out of any place. Take a chunk out of a record, right? That's two tracks you've lost. On
the
album.
Plays from the outside.
To the inside.
Mm.
Yeah. You know you're a genius, Dave.
See? The only difference between vinyl and CD.
Hello, Natalie.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Can you tell us about yourself?
I'm 25.
Mm-hmm.
I live in Essex.
Mm-hmm.
I work for a theatre company.
Mm-hmm.
What else do you want to know?
A boyfriend?
I have. Mm. His name's Tom and he's gorgeous.
Tom and his gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
what do you do for this theatre company?
I'm actually touring a play at the moment into schools.
You're what, sorry?
I'm touring a play.
Touring a play?
Into schools.
Into schools.
And I play a policewoman.
Hubba hubba.
Hey.
An Essex girl in the uniform. Yeah, you don't see that.
you do then.
Okay, well, nice.
Nice.
Can you enjoy that?
Oh, it's brilliant.
It's brilliant. It's ace.
Brilliant.
Well, good for you. How long have you gone out with your fella for?
4 months, just over 4 months.
All right, so it's a brand new thing.
It's quite new, yeah.
Yeah, it's new now.
Pardon?
You haven't gone to the toilet in front of him yet, have you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
First day.
You don't hang about the other. Oh, yeah. I've got time for politeness. We know when you gotta go, you gotta go.
We had our bathroom done, so we didn't have a bathroom door. So
you live in you live together already?
No. When he stayed right on my flat.
Right, okay.
So the embarrassment went out the window, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you have to have the window open when he... No, it doesn't matter. One of them stinky ones. Mm. Hey, anyway, good luck. Hello, Katie.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Tell us a bit about you, then.
I'm 24. I live near Oxford. I'm a research assistant in a hospital. You went to Alton Towers with my brother once, Rob.
Who did?
You did.
I went to Horton Towers with your brother.
Well, you met him there once, yeah.
Does he work there?
No, he works for Ford.
Well, why did I go to Horton Towers with a guy who doesn't work for Horton Towers, eh?
Because you did a thing on the radio and you said, we've got a day off tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
Something to do.
Yeah.
And you rang up and said, go to Horton Towers, that's where we're going, and you met up with him, you and Dave.
Well, we didn't meet up with him, we probably might have bumped into him.
Yeah? Oh, he told me he met up with you and went round there for the day.
Why would I meet up with him if he's a complete stranger?
That's a good question, I don't know.
Hey? I don't remember that. It sounds like he's telling porkies.
Yeah, it does, isn't it?
So hang on, so this guy that I've never met who works for Ford, right? I go to Horton Towers and give him a, what, I call him up and say, let's meet at Horton Towers?
Yeah.
Meet you by the log flume?
You're telling porkies. What? Hang on, why would I ring a complete stranger and
no,
say...
No, he rang you. He rang you on the show.
And said, what, I'm going to Horton Towers as well, I'll see you there?
Yeah.
So I went, oh, let's meet up and we'll go around the rise together?
Yeah. What
would
he told me?
Why would I do that?
Oh, he's a scumbag, isn't he?
Well, one would say he's a scumbag, but...
He's got a bit of imagination.
Yeah, Chris, I'm going to Horton Towers as well. I'll tell you what, I'll meet you at 12 o'clock by the corkscrew. You don't think so? What would you do that for? He's lying. He's lying.
No.
Maybe he's one of these compulsive liars.
Could be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe he doesn't know the difference between...
fact and fiction.
Fact and fiction.
True. Could be.
Is he married? Has he got a girlfriend?
I think he's got a girlfriend now, yeah.
Ah, he tells you, but I bet you've never seen her.
No, I haven't, no.
See? The guy's a liar. Is he on heavy medication?
No, but he probably should be.
Yeah, I think so, by the look of it. What does he do? What's his job?
He's a business manager or something.
Are you sure? See, you don't even know?
Have you ever been ice cream, man?
You've never been to his place of work, have you?
I bought a car off him once, actually, so...
All right, okay.
Yeah.
That would back up his story, wouldn't it? Maybe,
kind of, yeah.
maybe, I don't know, maybe the car was, you know, hot-wired from Bob's stolen car. I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway, good luck, Katie.
Thank you.
Good luck, Natalie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you, Chris.
Hey?
I don't speak like that.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. So we've got Natalie and Katie. So we've got, I'm not going to say it, but, you know.
Common and posh.
Yeah, exactly. It's another battle of the common and posh. Let's play. I'm up for the common.
Yeah.
Natalie, which former Spice Girl used to be known as Ginger Spice? Katie, what do the initials UN stand for?
Jerry Halliwell.
Natalie, who won yesterday's FA Cup final at Wembley?
United Nations.
Katie, what is the plural of asylum seeker?
Chelsea.
Natalie, some people like to keep these in their loft.
Asylum seekers.
Katie, this former pastry stanner has just become a mummy, somebody messenger.
Pigeon.
Natalie, which word do you get if you put stick and note together?
Melinda.
Katie, producer Mick is standing in today for our regular producer who is called what?
Thick note.
Natalie, serial chick magnet who recently exposed his knackers to the readers of Cosmopolitan magazine is who?
Oh, it's the bald guy.
Reese.
Reese.
Yeah. Katie, how do you pronounce T-U-R-D?
I don't know.
Darren Day. Natalie, this golfing term means a score of one stroke under par. Sounds a bit like bird.
Turd.
Katie, Cisco has been enjoying huge success with his record entitled The Something Song.
Birdie.
Natalie, this is what David Beckham has just had tattooed on his back.
Song.
Katie, which London shopping centre did you get if you put the words Oxford and Street together?
It's like an angel thing or something.
Natalie, Ronan Keating is the lead singer of what?
Oxford Street.
Katie, Deborah Harry made her name as the lead singer of which group?
Oh, I can't do it. I don't know.
Ronan Keating is the lead singer of what band?
Boyzone.
Oh, too late now. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to cut you off, Posh.
Bye.
Or should I cut off Common? Posh. Shall I cut off Natalie from Essex or Katie from near Oxford? Mick?
Oxford.
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 Oxford. Katie?
Yeah.
Right. Which means that Natalie's the winner! Right, well done. Have a good night. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you.
See you later.
Bye.
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 Oh, she's a cracker, isn't she?
Get busy with the fever on the dance floor. Come on, everybody, give me more. Get rocking and popping to the beat. Get on the floor, man, you see you shake your feet. Uh-huh.
What was that track? That's Cosine. Vosine. It's like you used to wash your hair.
Yeah, medicated champagne.
I used to have that when I was a kid. Ooh, when it got in the eyes, but it was all right.
Is that for nits?
What? Not for nits?
You don't have that when you've got nits and kind of stuff growing in your hair.
What, Vosine?
Yeah, I thought it like...
Just, no, it's just
like
shampoo.
Like stuff in your hair.
No, no!
I use that sometimes.
Vosine. Do you really?
Yeah, it's
got really,
smells, doesn't
it? Yeah, it's got a nice smell, though.
Well, a very strong smell.
Very strong smell. What a conversation. You know, we're the only thing on Radio 1 right now. So is it Cosine or Cosine?
Cosine.
You have no idea, have you?
Good guess, though.
I love
and it.
It
was called Hide You.
Thank you.
What, would you want to go out and buy that?
I like that.
I don't have any of the details about it, but I'll try and find out for you.
Thank you.
All right?
Yeah, great.
We'll have a Cosine and Vosine update. Maybe she washes her hair with Vosine.
Maybe she's got nits. Who knows?
Are you saying she has got nits?
No.
Would you, if you're hazarding a guess, would you say she does or she doesn't?
She does.
Have nits?
Maybe. Perhaps.
For legal reasons, I'd say that I don't think she has nits. In fact, I believe her hair to be natural and perfect.
I'd say that I'm not sure.
I'd say you ain't going to be here tomorrow.
To prove just how good the Radio 1 breakfast show with Sarah Cox really is, we got together some of the finest DJ brains at Radio 1 for a meeting. Then we gave everyone fizzy drinks and a tape of the breakfast show. After just 10 minutes... The results were incredible.
Like that?
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? Yeah.
Look, if they can do it there, here, there,
massive, massive everything, isn't she?
Damn, that's a wee kid.
The butter rhythm.
She's on a roll.
And she got a great voice on the bus.
It's a good feeling.
Kicking like the can-can.
Rather gorgeous, for real.
Hop on, baby.
It's just so fantastic that every day you wake up and you just want to be a part of it, don't you, Mark?
I do.
The Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Sarah Cox.
How brilliant.
Our very own glamour poof.
Going to bed early. For Britain. It's time for Blockbuster, and here's your host, Blob Holden.
That'll do. Hi, welcome. It's another Monday afternoon. I am Blob Holness. Welcome to Blobbusters. Andy's back by popular demand. He's not fallen down the stairs today or broken his legs or even knocked himself over. It's Melinda back again.
Hello, Melinda. Hello, Melinda. How are you doing?
Very, very lovely to see you. You've had a good week, huh?
Yeah, I've really missed you, you know.
Oh, it's nice to hear that.
You look great.
Oh, thank you very much. A bit beardy, but, you know.
I know. Nice shirt.
Quite a nice fit. Well, thank you very much. Good luck to you in the game.
Thank you very, very much.
Hope it all goes well for you.
Cheers, mate.
Good luck, Dave. So, eyes down, look in. Let's play Blockbuster. Okay, eyes down, look in. Here we go. What F describes the Sun's six-page coverage of the birth of bouncing baby Leo Blair? What F? Dave?
Fascinating.
No, it's the wrong answer. Melinda?
Fabulous.
No, it's 5.5 pages too much.
Ah.
Next letter, it's a P. What P describes yesterday's impromptu gig by Rodan Keating in the heart of London's Oxford Street? What P?